because Mike fell.
Oh, my God.
Things are starting off rocky.
We're coming in hot.
Yeah. Big news, guys. Chris got a Roomba.
Yeah.
His name is João.
João.
And he cleaned all the furniture.
Yeah. He's a very progressive Roomba.
Nice.
I haven't let, he hasn't gone off yet. He's actually charging. He's resting.
Did you just get it?
Just got it.
Oh,
dude, that guy's not going to wake up. He's hammered.
Yeah, he's hammered.
You don't have that much floor.
He better not go for my liquor, man.
It's João the Roomba.
And any floor I do have, I'm not on top of it, all right?
Mm, yeah, it's always good to have.
That's why I got a Roomba.
It's good to have a João.
I lent you a dog. You didn't clean your floors?
I cleaned a bit. No, I got a Roomba. I just told you.
Your dog licks the floor?
Yeah, he finds crumbs.
That's your Roomba is your dog?
Okay.
If I had a dog, I wouldn't get a Roomba. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Except for dog hair.
He'd rub his ass on the floor.
Nah, he doesn't do that. That's sick.
Dogs eat up all the crumbs on the ground.
Right. Yeah. I put crumbs on my dick.
What?
Welcome to the Portugal Corner of the Podcast, where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 117. I am Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Chris.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
What much?
Did anything happen to you?
What? Gallivanting through Europe.
You ever go through Europe and you ever get married? Does this ever happen to you?
What happened to you?
In Budapest?
Yeah, it was a fun time, man. Europe is awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's your Portuguese family feel about you eloping, essentially? No big Portuguese wedding in the suburbs with an ice machine, a dry ice machine, Apita Comboio playing.
That sounds expensive. I don't got that dough.
It is expensive.
But you went all the way to Budapest.
Yeah. Oh.
For your Budapest family.
I guess that is cheaper, actually.
Yeah. All in all. No, I don't know. We'll do something eventually. Do some kind of party over here on this side.
There better be a fucking Lake Town at midnight. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Yep. Best in your backyard.
It better go past midnight, and there better be Lake Town involved.
All right. I'll get that. I'll put that on the list. Right.
No speeches. I'm not asking for speeches.
No, nobody wants that.
Nobody
we don't want to do any speeches.
Nobody. Please, none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a speech. I don't want to hear a speech.
Oh, yeah. If a weird priest shows up and says like a really weird thing, I like that usually. Yeah, that's cool.
A live band? That's cool.
Live bands are
with
good.
With Chris in it?
Yeah. I'll go. Yeah, yeah.
You going to make this guy work?
No, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't want to work.
it was cool though, man. Fucking did not get to watch any soccer in Portugal. It was devastated. Devastated.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go to give an English game.
So I was originally going to try. I went to Porto. The plan was going to be, okay, Porto's playing Rio Ave. I'm going to try to get to Rio Ave. Fucking schedule comes out. They're on Monday. I'm leaving the city before that. Can't go to it. Then after, it was like, okay, maybe I'll try to see Boavista, same city. They're playing on the Sunday. I got to be in Lisbon by nighttime. I don't want to like finish the game at like 5-6 o'clock, take a train down to Lisbon and figure out where I'm staying and all that shit. So I didn't do the Boavista game.
I must say, you're with other people. This isn't just Evan on a trip. He's got other people to think about. He can't be forcing the football on them.
And you're the only one that wants to do this. They're like, okay, I guess we can do
my
that.
My final option, which was a great option, was Sporting on the Sunday night. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. I was just figuring out, like, let's book our train to make sure I know what time we'll get there, if there's enough time to make it to the game. It was like the day or 2 days before the game, sells out.
Oh,
I look at the tickets on one day, and it was like, okay, tickets for 10 euros, 20 euros, 30 euros. I was like, okay, let me see. Let's book the train first and then go. And then after, it was a day later, and I looked, and it was like, only thing left was like tickets for the premium section, 120 euros.
A day late, a buck short.
Yeah.
I'm writing the report of you not going to the game.
Yeah.
That was Braga Sporting?
Sporting and Famalicão.
Sporting and
Famalicão. Yeah, the first week. Mm-hmm. The next weekend, I made it to a game in Croatia. I went to go see Hajduk Split.
Oh, that's fun.
Hajduken.
Hajduken, indeed. Dude, that whole city was postered with that team. It was crazy.
And did Farrell play?
He did. He made an appearance in the 45th minute. He came on for the second half, and I was like, wow. Nice. Yes.
That's awesome. He usually doesn't play.
No.
What a weird guy.
He knew I was there. He's like, I gotta make noise on the Portugal corner.
Yeah.
And did you had a close eye on him. You see every move he was making?
Yeah, of course. For that 45 minutes he was on the field, I watched him.
And he did well.
Yeah, he did pretty well. They fell apart right at the end. They had a very Portuguese-style game, 90th minute. The away team won on a counterattack. Stadium was nuts, though. It was like 25,000 people, like kind of an old-school like circle dome.
Mm-hmm.
Or drome? What do you call it?
Yeah, let's call it a drome.
Like an Olympic drome, stadium?
Yeah, yeah, kind of like
it
that.
It had like a track?
Yeah.
Those drums get loud.
The sound reverberates. Dude, in the 60th minute, that whole supporter section just lit up with flares. It was so cool.
Nice.
Those guys get crazy over there.
But also, there was a guy in the midfield, Nico Seeger. Guy's from Vancouver.
Bob Seeger's cousin.
He fucking played for York University.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was like small world. But yeah, I think he wants to play for Croatia, and he was really good. And he probably will play for Croatia.
Cool, man.
The whole time I was just like, man, the Seeger and fucking Eustachio in the midfield for Canada, that would be amazing.
Ah, but he's a Croatian Eustachio, but he's going for the Croatian national team deal. He wants to be Modric.
He does.
He's a young lad?
Yeah, he's like 20 or 19. He's really young. But he's really good. Europe was crazy. It was fun. Gotta say, I feel like it would have been more fun with people that like to have fun. We got to do our trip, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do our fucking trip.
Yeah, we got to do our trip. You better make sure your wife doesn't hear this podcast either.
Nah, she's not going to listen to this. Are you crazy? But yeah, the whole time it's like I've been doing all this Duolingo and it's like it doesn't really matter when you're just with four white people. Yeah. And then everyone in Portugal pretty much speaks English anyway. So like didn't really do me any good.
Yeah, if you kind of tried, they'd be like, just speak English to
me. So you're chucking the Duolingo.
I'm not chucking. I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay.
This man's a chucker.
There's an end game eventually.
Well, I think once you get out of the big cities and you're in a small town, then you're like, and you have to do the visitas, you know? You know when you have to do the visitas when you're there with your family?
I went to family and stuff. They just start talking Portuguese to you.
Yeah. I went to Aveiro for one day, and then after, it was like, that was also very different, like, small town that they, not everyone spoke English.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Did you get the blasha at the beach?
I did. Nice. Got some blasha americana. Went to Costa Nova. Beautiful day.
Yeah, tell us, that was Portugal. You went to Lisbon, too, right?
Oh, phenomenal, man. Lisbon, I always end up getting so drunk in Lisbon. It's so fun. We got to go and get just fucked up in Lisbon. It's amazing.
Just bar crawl in the streets.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. Yeah, highly recommend it.
Yeah, you don't got to sell me on that one.
Yeah, guys.
Absolutely, I know,
Now I got this wedding
trip. Sell me on the Croatia thing. Portugal, I'm already going to go.
Croatia,
you know?
Very similar. Croatia felt like it was like cottage country. It was really cool, actually.
Yeah.
We drove through the coast and stuff. But yeah, it felt like kind of being in Muskoka.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I would have felt
like a Mediterranean Muskoka.
They have cottages like vibe?
They all have the Muskoka chairs. They imported them,
They're big
I think.
On like national parks and stuff. But, like, the water's all cleaner and like, salty. It's amazing. Highly recommend Croatia to everyone.
Okay.
Anyways, let's get into some soccer talk.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Transfers. The Jota debacle with Al Ittihad. What's happening there, guys? He seems like he's got there and now he's gone.
It's really weird. They didn't register him. They don't want him anymore. They bought him.
They can't handle the mullet.
Yeah.
Are mullets allowed there? You can do a mullet?
Is that against their religion?
Give us a breakdown on this mullet power in Saudi.
Yeah, you know all about mullet power. Please tell us.
You researched this, right?
There was some Middle Eastern guys at the restaurant over the weekend. They really liked my mullet. And I should have cross-referenced it, like, but I don't think they were Saudi. So, anyways, maybe just cut that whole part. All right, let me break down the mullet for you. Let me break down the whole mullet thing. Sometimes the mullet can contain too much power. Mm. And when it's too powerful, sometimes people get intimidated by that power and they don't want to compliment it and they don't want to like bow down to it as they should, you know? So that could be that. Or maybe they just don't like how he plays football or they're just having a buyer's remorse. Sometimes you buy a product And I'm not saying to people or products, but sometimes you will buy a product and you'll be like, I don't really want or need this thing. Like, it barely cleans the floors. Like, I can just sweep every, like, 30 days or something. It'll do the same thing, you know? It makes so much noise. It's always bumping in. It's too stupid. It keeps bumping the same table chair. You know, so you,
hey, you
who
don't
knows?
Talk about what's wrong like no! that. You don't talk about what's wrong like that.
We haven't even seen him in action.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. It sucks for Jota, but if, look, he's got what they're paying him in writing.
Yeah,
I'm sure he wants to play football, but it's got to be like, remember when Figo said, they're offering me four times as much money, I'm going to take it. Sometimes when someone offers you four times as much money to sit on the bench, you just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You keep training.
And that's what Miguel Cabrera is doing over at the Tigers.
At the baseball?
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of finished retired-wise, but he's not going to retire because then he has to give the – he doesn't get paid if you retire.
They don't want to pay him out. And he's like, okay, you don't want to pay me out. I'm just going to keep showing up to these games.
Exactly, of course.
Of course.
That's cool. That's a wicked way to retire.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Jota, I guess we'll see what happens.
But I think he still has time to get loaned to a team.
I think the only transfer market that's still open is Turkey. Because I saw today that Turkey or Fenerbahce, they want to sign El Muzrati.
Turkey closes on Friday. I saw that same thing. Okay. So if he can figure out a way to hitch a boat ride, stowaway situation into Turkey.
Trojan horse.
Yes. Into Turkey.
I heard they're talking to Fenerbahce. So
there you go.
That's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. You want to be on a Fenerbahce, a Gala, a Besiktas even, but Besiktas is even kind of second tier. You just don't want to be on whatever team... what the fuck was it? Pizzi was on. I think it was called like Barasta Support. If I can't pronounce it, you don't want to be on it.
Yeah.
That's my rule for the Turkish teams.
I think just try to play somewhere. Don't sit down.
Yeah. No. Don't bench it.
You can't take a year off when he's that age.
When you're that young. It might not come back. You don't know.
That's true. Joao Felix and Joao Cancelo link up at Barca. Finally, the Joaos have arrived.
Boof. He's so happy.
He's so good, yeah.
He looked thrilled.
But, you know, I wonder if it's just going to be a one-off year, like, loan situation, like that Chelsea thing. That Chelsea thing was just a nothing, too. It reminds me of when Quaresma went to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of there.
Well, Chelsea has that effect on a lot of players. A lot of good players, too. Daniel Sturridge, Mo Salah.
Yeah.
The list goes on. I can't think of any more right now, but yeah.
De Bruyne?
Yep.
Well, how about
they play, like, half a season, and then that's it.
How about the guy who's on there now? Sterling is on Chelsea. He's trying to carry them.
Yeah.
Sterling's a good player, and I think he'll stay.
You know who's done? Mr. Fernandez. Mr. Enzo. He says, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
He wants to leave.
Really? He wants to leave Chelsea.
Yeah. They've won four games since he's got there.
Good. Fucking good.
This is best case scenario for Justin.
Yeah. Because No. He's the brat. He fucking deserves all the misery.
Yeah.
So you know what? Give it to him. Chelsea's to say, we're not letting you go anywhere. And guess what? You know who we're putting around you? More guys who you've never heard of.
More shit.
More of these guys.
I would love it. Oh, I would love it. It makes me so happy.
He's a great player, though. I want to eventually see him succeed.
No. He's already succeeded.
Not on Chelsea, though. I don't want him to succeed on Chelsea.
He's already succeeded. He's won the World Cup. What else do you want?
You want to retire?
Yes.
It's only going down from here.
After you left Benfica.
I loved watching him on that first half of the season on Benfica.
It was incredible. Is why it hurt so much. But I was going to go back to Barcelona. Yeah. And on Barcelona and Cancelo and Joao Felix. And do you think this is now we will have to watch? We must watch.
Of course.
We're going to have to watch, yeah.
Joao Felix beside Robert Lewandowski.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What a strike partner.
Two Joaos.
Roberto Lewandowski.
Roberto Lewandowski.
I think this is Felix's ticket out of Atletico. He's got to do amazing on this Barcelona season. And then someone somewhere will take him away from Atletico.
And with Xavi as a coach, and if Xavi just says, hey, Joao Felix, I'm not going to be like your other coach. Guess what? You don't have to defend at all. I don't care. Just do magic stuff.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
And Xavi, he's played with Neymar. He knows that can work.
Yeah.
Just be the guy up there dangling and dazzling.
Dangling, dazzling, dipping, dodging, ducking, diving. All of it.
This happened a couple weeks ago, but as of our last podcast, we didn't know. Moutinho, flip-flops. He goes to Braga.
Oh, yeah. That was surprising.
Yeah. The old reversal Uno switcheroo card there.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think it was Sergio, like, didn't want him. He's like, yeah, we don't need this guy. Why are you signing him? And then Matin was like, okay, fuck you. I'll go to Braga.
I'll go to the quarry.
I'm obviously not wanted here.
Let me go get a red card on my debut. As he did.
That's what Moutinho did?
Yeah, he got a red card.
Why?
I don't know. Tackle?
Oh, I didn't see this.
Maybe he got mad at the ref. I don't know what happened.
Moutinho, I was worried because I was like, man, once Otavio left, I was like, sick. Porto's falling apart. Love that. But then they replaced and got a new fresh midfield. And I was like, oh, and Moutinho's going to come back and he's going to be great too. Like, this is going to be very upsetting for me. So then when he went to Braga, I was super happy. Because I thought that would have worked at Porto. They have some kind of rejuvenation thing. They have the lifeblood of young people or something. You know, what am I trying to say?
Blood transfusion.
Pepe's old.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
fountain of youth.
Yes.
Fountain.
Thank you.
Hey.
They found the fountain of youth in Porto, and it is in Porto. You didn't see it, I guess, when you went. But
no,
it's there somewhere.
Well, it's because they got the witch doctor, right? They get rid of all the evil spirits, and old people can play better longer there.
Uh-huh. Right. Or it's the Douro River.
Maybe it's a Douro.
The Douro.
Something in the water.
Yeah. I don't know. Porto's looking great now, man. They got the new Varela kid, Nico. They got the Borges kid is playing well. I'm very excited for Porto right now.
And they've got Ivan Jaime. That's
Ivan
even
Jaime.
Better than Moutinho.
Dude, so that's the Otavio replacement. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So they've revamped the midfield. Because I liked how their midfield was shaping up in the first few games of the season, but it's like Patrick always says, you got to wait till the end of the transfer season. These teams start the year without their team like fully built yet. I don't know why they would do that, but
waited last second.
Yeah.
Well, these guys in Argentina never want to leave their team until it's the last possible day. Just move, brother.
They're like the Copa Libertadores.
Libertadores.
Do you think it's like some teams might like, they think, well, we can get a better price at the end of the transfer season? And then also the reverse. Some teams are like, well, we can pay less at the end of the transfer season. Or some teams who are wanting to sell being like, we'll wait till they get a little more desperate once the season starts. And then we can jack up the price on them because they really know. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. With Porto, I feel like...
Buy low, sell high.
Exactly.
Economics.
Porto, I feel like it's going to be a year where it's like, this is how I look at it. It's like, you know how sometimes like on FIFA, there's a really shit squad. Everyone's rating is bad. But then in real life, they're going to be fire.
I think that's because they're building chemistry together.
Yeah.
Right? That's the difference.
Yep. It doesn't seem like they're all together yet, but they're going to cook.
Porto finds a way.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Just like life finds a way.
Porto always finds a way.
Yes, we do. Oh, we do. You know who else found a way? Vlachodimos off to Nottingham Forest. How you guys feeling?
Great.
Yeah. Really good.
It was time. It was overdue, actually.
Yeah. I think it was...
I think he demanded it. He was like, I'm done. That was a terrible first game. Everyone hates me. Kind of just get me out of here.
Take me to the forest.
Yeah.
take me out into the suicide forest.
I was gonna say, hopefully it's not a Japanese forest.
I need to go into the wilderness, find myself.
And you guys didn't have that new guy the first couple games. You were playing with Sammy Suarez.
Yeah, switched over to
Samuel. He did pretty well.
I like him a lot. He's good. I think he's got it for. I don't know. Eventually, maybe Trubin will come in.
But we
and
won.
Then we'll see how that goes.
We won the Youth World Cup. Like all these guys are whatever Youth European Championship. What was it? I think it was Club Championship.
Jean
Neves on that team. Antonio Silva's on that team. Samuel Suarez on this team.
All these guys
can play.
They're doing well.
They're great.
And you know Samuel Suarez, I think he's one for the future. I don't know if he's ready because he looks kind of a little shaky, but not just as shaky as Vlachodimos. And I think he's a homegrown boy, so I think he's going to get a little bit more leeway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, I hope. I don't know what this Trubin guy could be, but
I haven't seen one second of him. Yeah,
I haven't.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
But
I like Samuel. He's catching balls. He's making saves.
Yeah,
it's not.
Hasn't lost
a couple
the game,
mistakes,
but
okay.
He hasn't lost the game, has he?
No.
The way the
is good.
The way the Benfiquistas are. The way the Benfiquistas are. You know what's going to happen. It's going to be like. He's going to make one big frango, and then they're going to be like, Sodaj de Vlachodimos, man, why'd we ever let him go? This guy was amazing.
Has he won more games than Enzo?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably already.
Sad.
Might be tied. Enzo won 4, right?
Yeah, with Chelsea?
Boop.
All Alrighty. Oh, Champions League groups came out. This is another thing.
Oosh.
How are we feeling about this, boys? Braga gets the short stick. They get Napoli, Real Madrid, and Union Berlin.
That's so bad. They might not win a game.
No, they're going to get slapped every which way.
Hey, if they can get... It's going to be up
to... Union Berlin tie.
Yeah, no, if they can get... If they can beat Union Berlin for that third place spot, into the Europa League, I think they're built to go a long way in the Europa League.
Yeah, or
I think
or,
they might get
okay,
knocked out
okay.
of Europe.
How about this? How about this?
Napoli might be hungover.
I was gonna say you could tie Napoli, beat Union Berlin, lose Madrid, maybe get through on goal difference. I don't know.
Not impossible.
Why are we selling short? Like Braga's got a sick team.
They
kind
could
of.
Beat Napoli. I want them to beat Napoli, like, but
they do. Yeah, we'll see.
You're
how
just
they
looking
do.
At historically. Look at their team, man. They got Jose Font,
Bruma, Jallo,
they got Moutinho, Bruma, Jallo. You see Ricardo Horta today? That guy can play a little bit too.
Oh, if that guy shows up the way he showed up today.
What about you know Moutinho's? I was thinking about this about Moutinho. He's a good what's the word?
Grizzled veteran
to sort of help the youngsters, someone to look up to for Gorby.
You got it, yeah.
Gorby!
I got there.
We got back to Gorby, baby.
Patrick is fiercely shaking his head up and down like, you know where I'm going with this? Gorby!
We need to see more Gorby.
Yeah. Two years away from being 2 years away, and now I think we're in that last year of him being 1 year away. Maybe we'll see Gorby this year. We don't know, but we're on Gorby lookout always.
Arthur George, give us Gorby. Not looking good there, but miracles could happen. Group D, Benfica, Inter, Salzburg, and Sociedad. How y'all feeling?
It's good. It's a solid group.
It's pretty even.
Ooh,
yeah.
It would be Inter again, eh?
Yeah, I like the Inter rematch, sort of.
You guys want revenge.
Redemption, yeah.
You need some
show them that we deserve to beat them. Before.
Some brevity in the group stages where you're like, it's light, it's fluffy, easy games. It's not that hard. Champions League.
I think
knockouts.
It's always hard.
No, I think those are the Salzburg games, and then the Sociedad games are gonna be tough because against Spanish opposition, Benfica
and Andre Silva
has been a little even.
I agree. I don't take Sociedad too lightly.
No, not at all.
They will be a good team. They're in the Champions League.
Yeah. They came fourth in La Liga, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then Porto get Barca, Shakhtar Donetsk, and Royal Antwerp.
Royal Antwerp's great, great football club name.
I think that's easier than Benfica's.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I think it's easy wins against Shakhtar and Antwerp. But then again, Bruges slapped us upside the head last year.
Shakhtar has put up some big disappointments in the past.
Yes.
I remember they beat Chelsea last year.
Mm. Shakhtar's also, I think.
They're not the same Shakhtar. They're somewhat war-torn.
I have some stuff going on there.
You got more Shakhtar knowledge than I do.
I guess I've done some scouting, big news.
You got the CNN app, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You never have CP24 on?
Nah, I got cable, brother. We went over this.
Yep.
So, yeah, Porto Barcelona, that's a big watch. Big watch, and because of Cancelo and Joao Felix.
Joao Felix is a Porto beater.
Yes.
Yeah, fucker. Oh, but exciting run for the Champions League to look forward to.
Other than that, I think it's Arsenal's first time back in the Champions League in like how many years?
Nice to see them
back.
Yeah.
It's nice to see them back. And
then they should crush that group.
Any other
PSV
notes?
And Len?
You know, it's an interesting group, like a one full of duds, is the Feyenoord, Atletico, Lazio, Celtic.
Oh, don't say Feyenoord's back. Bad Jack Hacken's going to be mad.
Who's that?
He's one of our great listeners.
He's a big Feyenoord guy?
He's a big Feyenoord guy.
Oh,
the biggest.
I say Feyenoord number one.
Yeah.
Celtic number two.
Yeah.
All right.
Celtic with Paulo Bernardo.
Yeah.
Paulo B.
Paulo
make that jump.
They're trying to.
What did they put his bio clause at? Like 5 million?
I don't know. Yeah. Benfica, probably.
You're going to have this guy when you're done with him.
Yeah.
What did they put his bail at?
On. Why?
Because he's a serial killer.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now those jokes, you know, with footballers, it's, you never know, right? Yeah. Manchester United wingers, especially.
Dude, they're all getting in trouble. Speaking of which, Greenwood is back in Spain.
Yeah.
Getafe. What the fuck, man?
Where's he playing?
Getafe.
Ooh.
That was an interesting one, because I knew, like, Manchester United didn't want to give him away for free. So they were going to be like, no, we're keeping him. Not really. Yeah. We're not going to keep him. We're too big of a club. Our PR would not allow it.
No.
But they didn't want to give away the money for free, because he's like, this player's money.
Yeah.
Right?
He's an investment.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, we'll
keep him. We've nurtured his talent.
Yeah. So that's weird how that would go. They just didn't want to just.
But then it's also like the Spanish FA is already in shit for the president making out with players and being fucking abusive.
You know they don't care about women in Spain, man.
Yeah. And then it's like their players, they're, one of their teams are just like, yeah, we're going to sign this guy who's in trouble for like, oy, buddy.
I like people are joking that Anthony's going to go to Getafe too.
Yeah. They got a link. They got a link.
Yeah, not much to laugh about there, but
no,
you know,
it's terrible, horrible news. But
I was gonna say we're starting a whole nother podcast that I don't want to be a part of.
No.
Okay, but what about in a lighter sense, the kissing one? I thought that was funny because it was like the Spanish people were like, "No, we are allowed to kiss the women in our country. Don't tell us we can't kiss our women.
You can't grab them by the face.
Don't tell us we can't kiss our own women. We're sensual lovers in Spain."
All right.
Uncancelable. We are uncancelable.
Uncancelable. All right, let's move on.
You try to cancel me?
You don't cancel me. For Geese? No.
No. All right, I'm not going to go through all of Portuguese League, but a little bit of catch up because we've been off for the past 2 weeks. Porto with some last second goals. How'd you guys like this? There was the 1 week where I think Marcano saved us again.
Uh-huh.
And then in that second week, Evan Nielsen got that late goal in like the 22nd minute of extra time.
Right.
After the penalty.
It's expected.
It's Patrick doesn't, it does not faze Patrick anymore. He says, yes, I understand what happens.
I knew this was going to happen.
I knew this was going to happen.
The power went out in the VAR room.
Porto finds a way.
And who was the person unplugging the power, turning off the breakers? Yeah. Who was that guy?
It's the Emperor. He's got the when Pinto da Costa, you see him leave the box, he puts on his hood, right? Like the Emperor in Star Wars, and he goes back there and he electric shocks it. Zaps it.
No.
Kills the power, and then, you know, and then he has to
use this chonky cell phone. What's up with this?
The telemobile from the 90s.
Who's he calling?
The VAR room, I think.
Fucking Zach Morris on the field.
Hello. And because, so they cut it like, the ref can't see what happened. We're just going to have to tell the ref what happened.
Yeah.
And that's the most rigged thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's very suspicious.
But yeah, was this the one where, because there was a couple incidents, so correct me if I'm confusing them all. They happen every week at Porto because their midfield sucks and they can't really win a game without the help. Yeah.
Oh, we don't cheat.
But there was one where the team was doing such a good game and he slid beside the guy who got taken down, and the guy he went down, but they only showed one angle of it.
Yeah, there
and
was
the way
one...
he enters the slide, that you're
was
like
the game before this, I think.
Yeah, the way he enters the slide, you're looking, you're like, there's no way that took this guy down. But we only saw that one angle, and it really looked like it did. So
there was that, and there was another one with Taremi where he got pushed. And there's a clip that went viral with Nino Torres.
That was this game.
That is not a penalty. That is not a penalty.
But you know what? That one, they actually didn't give the penalty on that one.
No,
They looked at it.
Yeah,
I guess the VAR was working at that time.
Yeah,
they looked at it.
Man, I thought Taremi was out the door. I wanted him gone. I thought he was going to AC Milan. It's like now we're just stuck with him.
Yeah. So with your revamp midfield, like it's still gonna be Taremi.
But that's the thing.
No, I think they do Tony now, don't they?
No, we still go with Taremi, and it's like I don't even want to. I was hoping he'd just be gone.
No, it's Navarro. It's Fran Navarro.
He doesn't even start.
He's not starting yet. We're going with Tony Martinez and Taremi.
By the end of the season, it'll be Navarro. I think by midway through the first half, it'll be Navarro. I think
he hasn't done his penance to Sergio Conceição.
Right, exactly. Sergio doesn't let new guys start. That's like his thing.
Mm. Takes forever. But it's like until then, he's gonna just like lean on Taremi because he's the guy. He's our guy.
He's a Porto legend.
He's a Porto legend.
Not according to my friend Kevin Ferreira, and he says no. But that's in contrast with the
Porto podcast.
Porto podcast says yes.
He is a legend.
Ooh. I don't know. I go with my friend who's older than me and has been following the Portuguese forever, and he knows all the guys that played Porto have played on Porto. So Porto, he says fuck no. He said fuck no to me, actually.
Yeah.
he's a little intense.
Ooh. Yeah.
Porto podcast should get Kevin Ferreira on.
I don't think they would, no.
No. Conflicting vibes.
But you know what? It would make for good conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd listen.
Back-to-back wins for Benfica. Cockchu thrives. He smashed one home, didn't he?
Oh, it was a beautiful cock goal.
Oh, big cock.
He had a big cock in that game.
Yeah, I watched this game at...
The bar we go to.
At Rosa Branca.
Right.
They have all fixed TVs.
Their now TVs are no longer blue.
No longer blue TVs.
Beautiful experience.
We were about to get a sponsorship, but then they're like, nope, we got to fix our TVs.
So then we...
They got Super Bach on draft.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Dude, it's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't been there all summer.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah.
You haven't.
Well, you guys just go last minute every Sunday or something and never tell me.
No, every time we go...
We got to plan a day.
Chris goes like, no, I want to go somewhere where there's chicks and pussy, bro. That's what you're all about.
You want to go to King Street.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Bro, we got to get... Bro, come on, bro. Are you going to take me to Rosa Branca, bro? No, come on.
I got excited for the Fritomros and Super Buck on tap, man. That's all I want. And no blue TVs.
So yeah, I know. It's a good experience.
So I was there, and I heavily noticed Patrick's favorite thing of, like, what they like in the Portuguese bar is a little polemica. They want every foul. They say, that's not a foul. They say to each other, now that's a foul. This is not a foul.
They don't want to, like,
enjoy
talk
the
about
game.
Positive things. Like, no, like, just enjoy the game. It's like...
It's just refs.
They want more fouls and more arguing about what's a foul.
Yep. It's the refs. That's the most important thing.
Just a room full of Judge Judy's.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's like preso certo. It's like, now you got to guess. Is this a foul? Is this not a foul? What level of foul is it?
Or red, they want to get into an argument.
Card. Yeah, and they want to get into an argument. But anyway, so I was watching this game. There was a red card early. After that, it was easy. But
João Mendes, red card, 19th minute.
The entire time I was thinking, like, okay, this is a 3-0 game no matter what. And then it turned into easier because of the red card. But I was still thinking, what is Kok Chu doing? What does this guy do on this team?
This guy's such a hater.
He had a good game, man. He had a good shot. He had a good shot.
I thought he had a good game.
I don't think he had a good game.
This was like a couple weeks ago, so I don't remember everything, but I felt good about his game.
Arsenis had an amazing game. This was Arsenis's best game, I think, as a Benfica player.
He was the left back, right?
He was the left back.
He'll be your left back. He'll be your right back, right mid, left mid. He does it all.
Utility player.
You need him as a striker, he'll be up there.
Utility player, but I don't like him on the attacking wing, I'll tell you that. I don't like that. So I like when he's in the middle. Sometimes I really like when he's on the bench. but mostly I'm glad we have him. But Kok Chu, to me,
I don't think Arsenal should have been man of the match.
You don't think?
No.
Really?
I thought it should have been like...
Did you watch the same game as me?
Di Maria or Rafa?
What did he do? He did everything. He played amazing. Wait, if you really watch that game, he did everything.
All right. Well,
he hustled.
Maybe I thought Di Maria played well.
Unsung hero.
Fucking Rafa, amazing.
Rafa's Kok been Chu. On Rafa and Di Maria, two games in a row, they both scored.
Yeah.
Because the first game was Gil Vicente.
They're playing great together.
That's a hint for you Real Fever app heads out
Oy,
there.
Oy, the Real Fever.
I hope you have it.
I think I've got both those guys.
Okay.
Nice. And I'm first place, so I know everything about the Portuguese league.
I have an announcement to make. I changed my team name because Otavio left. And now Marcano and Cheese.
Very good, and I like that.
What's the pun there?
Macaroni and cheese. Marcano.
Bit of a walk.
If you got to explain it, how
you
funny
said you
is
loved
it
before you even explained it.
I just like that he changed it.
Octavio's gone.
I never said I understood
what
it.
What was the name before?
Dr. Otto Octavio.
Okay.
That's a bit better.
But he's off the team. Macano, he's at El Nassr. What can I do?
Yeah. That's you can use that for our Saudi League Real Saudi Fever app.
Real Fever should pick up the Saudi League.
After the stars are gone, I don't know who to pick. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Much like the Portuguese League. But
you get Saudi money to do it. So you get like $20 billion.
Holy crap.
You have $800 million.
but back to Cock. Back to talking more about Cock. This guy loves Cock. I think he is adjusting to the league. And the food and the language. So I'm going to give him one full year to suck. And after that, I will reassess.
In 1 month, this guy's going to be the new Enzo.
Okay.
Yeah. He is great. Yeah. I think he's going to be what Adele Taarabt wanted to be.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they also look kind of similar.
Well, yes.
Sporting beat Famalicão 1-0. João Paulo Paulinho saves the day again. This guy keeps scoring.
This guy's great, and we won't never give him John Wonder.
Not once.
I think he got it one time.
He's got one.
We don't keep track of the records.
I think he needed a push. He needed extra focus of, like, there's another guy.
There's one more guy.
There's a taller, stronger guy here that we can use as striker as well. Yeah, he's, and he's like, okay, wait a minute.
He's younger. He's better looking. He's going to steal all the babes.
Yeah.
He's actually a little scared of him. Yeah. He's really big.
Yeah, yeah, man. And then they played Braga, and they tied 1-1. Mr. Jello with a rocket of a free kick on Braga.
That was cool.
That was sick, that was
amazing.
Stonk of the week, if there was a week.
That was not a week.
Too bad it wasn't a week, yeah.
Yep. Braga, we mentioned before, they come back against Moreirense. 3-2 games. João Moutinho gets a red card. Ronnie opens the scoring. Good for Ronnie. And then Al Muzrati, I think, scores the winner. Crazy game.
This game was hidden.
Yeah.
It was during the international break. I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, they slip it right in there. You get some Portuguese League soccer.
That was nice.
They had to save that day up because Braga had to qualify for Champions League. Portuguese League said, no, no, no. Braga, you get the week off. Play this game in a week when no one cares and no one's watching leagues.
That was good.
That's nice of them. I respect that.
Yeah.
But you're missing your best player because he's on international duty.
Yeah, they did okay. They got Ronnie, man. Ronnie's back.
Ronnie Lopes, yeah.
Love to see Ronnie. Get him in there.
Yeah. But all things
said. Yeah, you don't think Ronnie could hack it against Real Madrid? Watch Ronnie take down Real Madrid.
I hope so.
Courtois, who's Courtois? Fuck that guy. End of the day, Boavista still in first place.
Don't we all look stupid?
We look like not fucking
just,
idiots.
Not just for looking at the table in the first 3 weeks, but also for predicting that they're going to go down, which they still might. It's so early. We shouldn't even be looking at the table.
I think they already have enough points to not get relegated.
No. That's not true. The fall is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The fall. No, but I think Evan is right. I think Evan right. They're not going to get relegated. There's no way.
No, not at this point.
You can't say there's no way.
Are
after
you crazy?
Like four games?
What are you guys talking
they
about?
They have 10 points, so they would have to lose for like fucking the rest of the season.
Every
straight.
Single game, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What is going down usually entail? Like 19 points? Something
yeah.
like that? 19,
like less than 19.
20 something.
29, yeah, 29 or something.
No,
yeah.
no. Less than 20. Last year it was like hovering at like 19 points was like the third place team.
Yeah.
So they're already in a pretty good position.
And they're halfway there.
Yeah. But anyways, that was a catch-up on Portuguese League. Not too in-depth, but just a little bit of chatter on what we missed. Other than that, Portugal has been playing its international break. We played Slovakia a couple days ago.
Yes, we did.
And we won 1-0, and I heard that game was a fucking snooze fest.
Oh, my God. Are we getting into it right away?
Let's get into it.
That was sad. That was sad. I watched that game and I was so upset. I was like, they're playing Ronaldo. He wants to score more goals. I'm like, I can't watch this guy anymore. I can't watch him. He got the ball on the wing. He has got no energy. He can't make no runs.
He can't run on the wing. No.
Too many kebabs.
He can't get past anyone.
He's playing the stupid offside traps. He's getting chances and not scoring.
If you put it to him on a plate, he can finish.
It's got to be a big plate. It's got to be a nice plate.
He's also been crushing it in Saudi League, which obviously is different.
In the Saudita, it's a lot of penalties he's getting, right, guys?
Oh, he scored a hat trick the other week.
How many penalties?
He scored some open play goals.
Maybe one. He scored some open play goals. Him and Mane have been thriving.
Connecting? Okay.
Yeah.
He was not clicking with...
they should have played him with Otavio.
Rafael Leão. Him and Rafael Leão. Making really bad passes to each other, like it just wasn't clicking. Like, this is not the combination.
The new generation, he can't vibe with them.
He could not vibe.
Yeah, I could see that.
I only caught the second half and like nothing happened. I can't remember anything.
Slovakia had enough chances. If Slovakia was just a tiny little bit better, they would have tied us or beat us.
Yeah, but we held it down defensively.
You know what's crazy is like we talk so much, we still are so pessimistic and talk so much shit about this team, but it's like. Roberto Martinez he hasn't lost a game. I don't think we've drawn a game. They haven't got a goal scored on them.
Yeah, we haven't conceded a goal.
We're up 24 goals to zero.
We haven't played nobody.
The last goal we conceded was against Morocco.
Yeah.
We got the easiest fucking group, man. We haven't played nobody.
I want to see them be tested. Yeah.
Yeah. So that game, Bruno Fernandes scored the goal.
Nice. Really nice. Both games.
Low shot across the goal.
Yeah, it was there was one chance where he missed earlier. He could have like passed off to Ronaldo, but he did the fake pass off to Ronaldo, which opened up a lot of space for himself. And then he just took a really weak shot at the net.
Yeah.
Easily saved.
That's what you got to do. Just use that guy like a pylon.
Yeah.
I'm not passing it.
Remember, you say, and as you're passing, you're like, remember him? Remember how good he used to be? Watch this. Fake pass.
You then think I want to pass to him.
Wouldn't I want to pass to him? How good he was?
Everyone talks about how I want to always pass to him. Nope.
He's actually really mean about it in practice. He says I should pass to him more. Here. There it is. Oh, fake pass. Now you score. So there's that, but then this other time, Bernardo just dropped one off to Bruno, slides down the wing, shoots it across goal, side netting, hard to stop, right?
I was surprised he went for the shot, and then beautiful, beautiful goal. Dallo had some dangles. That guy was playing okay.
Dallo was great.
He was getting really far up there.
I like that he's our first choice now. I like this.
I like João Cancelo.
I don't know. He's a bit too much of a hothead.
Let's see his Barcelona season.
Yeah.
I think that position is stacked. I think you can't go wrong almost.
And we saw Semedo today.
And we haven't even seen Nuno Mendes.
I kinda like seeing Semedo today too. But this is a point that they made on the Mr. Danny Pinto made on the Cell Sound Pod, and he's like, João Cancelo, like he went to Valencia and Inter, Benfica, City, Bayern. He's like, this guy's always moving around. No one loves him.
Listen, he's probably a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Does he have a bad personality?
City can't even stay on one wing.
Yeah. There was a point at City where like he was the best right back in the world.
He was loved at City. And then City, I think...
That's because City are a bunch of assholes.
And he gets on well with Bernardo Silva, who seems like a nice person. I'm sure he's not bad. But there was that time where I think we all figured out that he was getting dropped because he's not the best defensively that position. And so Pep made a move, and then he was getting mad that he was not getting started, so then he fucked off, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's the best at like a three back, and he's the like wing back.
Yeah, a little more forward, yeah. But they don't play like that. They play with four, right? Over at City.
He's no Rico Lewis.
That's right.
But where's Rico Lewis now? I haven't heard of him.
I don't know.
That's what I think our joke was that where João Cancelo saw the team sheet. He's like, yeah. Rico Lewis, where'd you get this guy? Like,
get me out of here.
Not even. He's like, I'm on the team and I haven't heard of this guy.
A lot of criticism about the call up and just calling up Jorge Mendes's clients. And then Roberto Martinez says, I picked the best team that I want them to be a good team and not necessarily the best squad of players that are playing the best across Europe and abroad.
Okay, I just got to ask, who's Roberto Martinez's agent?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably Jorge Mendes.
What if it's Jorge Mendes?
At this point, probably.
Did you guys think Paulinho deserved call-up? Bruma?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think... Maybe instead of Jota... Paulinho? I don't know.
No.
Are you crazy?
Are you fucking nuts,
bro? Did you see Jota today?
I'm not a big Jota guy.
Oh, my God.
I'd still take him over Paulinho.
If you think Jota was bad today, you're fucking...
Yeah.
Cancelable words.
The people... the people is like...
Tati. So then, yeah,
it's like,
don't call
him up. It's like the Tati Gomes is like, that guy has he even been playing for Wolves? Like...
That's a weird one.
Yeah, and like... Nelson Semedo, I like Nelson Semedo. I thought he played well today, but it's just one of those things where it's like, why is he there?
I think the ones that are controversial is like, okay, João Felix didn't really have a preseason. He was trying to find a club. And then same with João Cancelo, but then they get to go back to the national team and play. But it's like, and people are like, oh, what is this? Some kind of like, clubhouse or like, oh, you can always come back here. But João Felix has been on the team for years. João Felix is one of the best 23 best senior players, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you not going to call him for the qualifiers? He's been a part of all the other qualifiers.
Yeah, your reputation on the national team counts too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's always been good when he gets called up on the national team.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, and then the Tati Gomes was weird. I don't know. Remember when we first got Roberto Martinez? He was like, hey, I have a list of like 83 freaking guys. I'm seeing them all. I'm going to fucking far flung places of the earth to see these guys.
I'm going to their house for dinner. I'm meeting their wives.
And then he's like, I picked the same 23 players that Fernando Santos does because these are the best guys, I guess.
Yeah. And then also, like, man, Fernando Santos is shit in the bed in Poland, too. They're in the last place in their group.
He just got fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was coming.
Damn.
And there's a country who knows how to pull a trigger. They're not beholden to fucking 2016 Euro Championship win. Yeah. As soon as things aren't going well, they're like, get the fuck out of here, old man.
We don't owe you shit, old man.
We don't owe you. Yeah.
But as we've alluded to several times in this conversation, Portugal crushed it today 9-0 against Luxembourg. That is their historically biggest win ever. 9 goals.
Wow.
This is what I expect every qualifying match to be like.
You're right. Yeah.
With the team that we have, this should be every qualifying match.
Yeah.
Our goal difference should be 90.
We scored the 8th goal, and their coach just straight up left. Down the tunnel. He's like, I'm done.
I thought he actually kept walking out and yeah. left the stadium, but he came back eventually.
Yeah,
he had to come back. He thought about it for one second. He's like, wait a minute, I can't do that. Because we're like,
well, he must have like did something, have like a drink of water.
Maybe
or something.
Had to drop a deuce.
He put in his AirPods and he goes, when I wake up, yes, I know I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna be a man. I work to you.
Why would that be the song?
Because he would walk 5,000 miles.
He's walking.
He would keep walking.
Walk yeah. on, by you too.
So, because me and Patrick, we were watching the game. We're like, well, the captain has to go down with the ship. You can't walk away.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You made the team.
Well,
you cannot leave. That's ridiculous.
It's like the Titanic. The guy's playing violin when it goes all the way down.
And he should be a bitch.
And the captain is in that room and he puts his arms out and he goes, take me down.
But yeah, huge game. We got 2 goals for Gonçalo Inácio, 2 goals for Gonçalo Ramos, 2 goals for Jota, and then Horta, Fernandes and Felix all score goals. Gonçalo Inácio. This guy, 2 goals.
Well, I want to say, those
what
are,
the fuck?
Those are both from great Bruno Fernandes crosses.
Yeah,
straight to him.
Sporting Connect right there. That was phenomenal. The first one, I think, was the Travella that he put in.
It was, That was a great one.
But big ups to Inácio, man. Holy shit. I didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah, great finishes with the head.
He's feeling confident.
Yeah, Ramos back to scoring. He's been quiet on PSG. I don't think he's hit the net once yet since he's been there.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, he hasn't. He hasn't gotten many starts because Mbappe's back in their good graces. Yeah. But both these goals were great. Dude. One, he shot near post. The other, he did like a little turn.
Oh, that was amazing.
Deke the guy out. Boom. That was great.
And yeah, big day for Bruno. 3 assists and a goal.
Bruno had a good break.
He deserved that goal, too. That was nice.
Yeah.
He had a good, really good break, and he is captain of Manchester United. Hopefully, it translates there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he played well. But Bernardo played well, too, but just nothing to really, write home about.
What do we think about Bernardo, captain now, since Ronaldo is out? Yellow accumulations?
Yeah.
I think probably Roberto Martinez going by seniority. Like, I don't know who talks who doesn't talk, but...
He's the 4th captain? No, there's no Ronaldo, Pep, and no Patricio.
Right.
And then it goes to Bernardo.
Bernardo, just seniority.
And then it would
He's
go
been there
to
the
Bruno.
Longest. Yeah, yeah.
Bruno, and then...
Seniority, yeah.
Then maybe Ruben Dias eventually. Probably after Bruno.
I think after Bruno would be Ruben Dias, yeah.
It should always just be the guy who's, like, the most vocal, who, like, leads the team, really. But I guess there's, like, these seniority things. I don't know. I'm not back there, so I don't get the video of who's talking the most, right?
Yeah.
But
I saw in Italy, for a long time, they did just the person who had the most caps wears the armband. Mm-hmm. And now, who's there now? Spalletti? He's like the person, I don't know. He changed the system. It's just
you would think, though, that on a national team, all these guys are probably some of the best players on their club teams. They're probably leaders. They're probably all, it's probably a team full of guys who could lead the team, right? You know, like Bruno's captain over there. Ruben could wear the armband for City. I don't know if he does, but probably not. But, all these things.
I could see Bruno wearing the captain armband. No problem.
Yeah.
He did at the end of the game, yeah.
It was passed to him once Bernardo left. But, I want to say this, because you mentioned Pep, and we've talked about the defense and how well Inácio played. For me, Martinez is probably going to, because of how well this qualifying is going, he's probably going to lead the team into Euro 2024. I love how these tournaments are just like every year now. It's because that one that got postponed. So we're just like tournament.
Boom, tournament next summer.
It's kind of great.
Then content.
And we have to buy new jerseys,
too. New jerseys, right?
Oh, bring on the jerseys, brother.
Like, that's never been a problem.
That's not the next investment. I haven't ordered my Porto jerseys yet.
So
you were just there.
We just ordered our Benfica jerseys.
You could have just went to the store, brother.
Yeah.
No time. Busy.
You know what I found annoying? All the shops, they have like the Portugal teams, you can't find a fucking jersey from any other team in the city if it's not the big 3. Mm. Like in Lisbon, I walked around. I was like, "Do you guys have Casapia jerseys? I would have sprung for a Casapia jersey. You gotta find them.
You gotta go to the stadium.
You gotta go to the stadium. It's
fucking annoying,
dude."
And then even in Porto, I was like, oh, you know, I'd rather buy a Boavista jersey because like you're not gonna. It's hard to get them here.
There's truly only three teams in Portugal. You know that, right?
No, I know. I know. I realize that.
It's a big four now, Justin.
Oh, yeah, right. We call it a big four.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's gotta be. Like, if I see Pep starting Euro 2024, I'll be pissed. It's got to be Antonio Silva, Inacio, Ruben Diaz leading them both, mm-hmm. right? And that's the three.
I mean, I think we're going with Danilo as that the intermediary.
I say no.
Did Justin say Danilo?
Did I say Danilo?
Danilo's out there today.
I'll take Danilo in a back three. But
I actually do like him in a back three.
Yeah. But if we're going two, I would like Ruben Diaz and Inacio.
The size and the strength there. All three of those guys on corners, maybe heading in a ball. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of it.
You think Antonio Silva is stronger than Danilo?
I like to see them fight for this position.
Put them in the octagon, brother.
I would like to see that.
I would like to move on from Danilo, but every time he plays, it's like no complaints.
Tony Silva's the future. That's what it is.
I say future is now, brother.
Okay. I want to ask you... As haters, as you guys have always been haters, Jota. You guys didn't like Jota today?
I didn't like it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Today, man.
He was
he
missing.
Dazzled.
He misses
he wasn't
passes.
Linking up very well with Leão.
He misses passes.
He has problems with passing every now and then.
He can't pass. You admit it.
He admit it.
He scored two goals and had an assist.
Against Luxembourg, though.
Sure.
They govern themselves. They're not even part of Europe.
They didn't govern themselves very well today. Even the coach left. They couldn't govern themselves.
I'd say... There was a couple times just in the midfield. He's trying to get it to someone who's a little bit further away than the closest person, and they just picked it off.
Yeah,
and
I was like, he had a few giveaways.
Yeah, for sure. Nobody's perfect, though. But, like, a guy that scores two goals but makes a couple mistakes, you're not going to take that?
I think I'd like him off the bench. Like, I don't really want... Against, like, a big team, I don't want to start with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leão looked pretty tasty. He was feasting on that wing.
Exactly. Yeah, I liked Leão.
He's just, like... Let me see how fast you run. Kick the ball.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I can beat you.
Yeah.
And he's always smiling.
Yeah.
And there was that play near the end of the game when he, like, shouldered it down and they called it a handball, and he fully shouldered it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they called that a hand. That was ridiculous.
He knew what he was doing. There was one time he cut back and he left the guy, like, sliding, like, a meter away.
Yeah. A little fake shot.
And I thought his crosses weren't that bad. Like, he got them to people, but they didn't really finish it.
Yeah.
He crossed one over to Semedo. He hit it badly.
He's not the best crosser.
You're not a fan of his crosses?
He's not the best, but he does the job. Like, sometimes he'll just pop one up and be like, here.
He's good at getting...
Someone grab that.
Getting crosses off because he dekes guys out easily. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can...
He gets it into
go one way or the other.
He gets it into an area, but it's not specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Figo used to do a lot, actually. Now that I'm thinking about Figo, he would, like, deke, and then... Then he would get his cross off, and it would be pinpoint. It would be at the guy, but the other defender would have so much time because he wouldn't get him in early. He would never early cross.
Way too long.
It'd take, way too long, and then the guy would, like, defender would easy for them to corta it. But I want to say about Leão, it's how, if when you get Nuno Mendes and Leão on that same wing, how deadly is that, right? Two fast guys, strong, good ballers.
Too fast, too furious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then who's going to go back and play defense?
Is Nuno Mendes even playing?
But that's why you have three. Nuno
Mendes is, like, still injured, though.
I don't know what's going on with him.
He's
injured?
Always fucking injured.
Just one day in the future, you know. Of course, he's always injured, you know.
Yeah, like
he'll be ready
years.
For the summer.
Yeah.
Next summer.
I hope so, man.
Still summer right now.
I don't know if he's going to be ready, though. He's not playing at all?
I don't know. I think he's injured, yeah.
How many of those PSG guys do you see starting for Portugal next year? I'm talking Nuno Mendes, Danilo, Vitinha, and Gonçalo Ramos. Possibly all of them.
I think they'll all start.
You think they all start?
A whole... But this is like...
Not every game, but they'll...
From now until next summer is a whole season of football on clubs. Fabio Vieira could break out.
Yeah. And he has been doing really well at Arsenal.
I really like Fabio Vieira.
Vitinha might be able to crack in. Verratti just went to, I think, Qatar. Saudi.
No, Vitinha's going to start every game for PSG, and I thought he played well against Slovakia.
I'm saying with Verratti out of PSG, Vitinha is like
This is his year.
This is his time to take over. Mm-hmm. So it's like if he just keeps crushing it at PSG, like he might be like a first option.
And he doesn't have Messi to contend with anymore.
Nope.
He doesn't have to worry about slide tackling the golden boy.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, that PSG situation is a little wonky. I don't know how I feel about those players.
Hopefully Ramos can get into the team, score.
Yeah. I guess it's probably towards the end, but thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Really helps people find the show so we continue to grow. We're also on Palma Radio 1, an online Portuguese radio station. We play 2 p.m. East Side and 11 a.m. West Side on Wednesdays and then again on Fridays in the afternoon. Join us on our Patreon for exclusive content, extra nonsense. Very small price helps us cover the cost of the show. And us getting together and, you know, putting it all together.
Usually we just talk about movies on that one. If you want to hear us talk about movies, our experiences in the city of Toronto, things like that.
Yeah.
But,
I was thinking we can do a deep dive on the Real Fever today.
Okay, we can do a deep dive on Real Fever as well. So, and also, I just want to say thank you guys for welcoming me back to the podcast. I missed an episode last week. People were commenting
People were asking for you back?
No, they said it was the best episode of all time that we've ever done without Justin. And it more need to be without Justin.
Hey, man, I gotta be honest with you. I got my friends to do that as a joke.
No, and they said, actually, what they said was more Chris. Chris was talking way more in that one. Am I holding you back here? Like, what's the deal? When I show up, you
talk over.
When I see a bright, shiny star, I don't like to
you let it
I don't
shine.
Like to throw shade on it, you know?
Well, this is why you're you're always the bass player.
Yeah. Yep. And a damn good one.
But I think you need to be lead guitar. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying lead singer, lead guitar.
I always try to get Chris to sing more.
We got to harmonize our riffs, Justin.
I think so. Yes. I think so. After 3 years, we still haven't ironed this out.
It's okay. We'll be Thin Lizzy one day, baby. But yes, thank you, everybody.
Yes.
And I'm just kidding. There were no comments. I made that part up.
Yeah. Oh. Get on the Patreon. Help us out. If you own a local business, we'll do a shout out. You know what? You can sponsor Juan Wonder every week.
Mm-hmm.
It can be Juan Wonder, brought to you by that, whoever you are.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
We're going to sell it like that, eh?
Well, wait a second.
You got to go to one of the higher tiers, not just the low tier. You got to, you know.
Sponsor Juan Wonder, that's a pretty hefty price, I think.
I think so.
And if you're not going to sponsor or give us any money, then at least give us 5 stars, goddammit.
All right, moving on to local clubs. We are from Toronto TFC. Is Giovinco returning?
There's a rumor he's training with the team.
He's been training.
Wasn't he training last year?
Yeah.
He did it last year, right? I just had this conversation with none other people in the world than my girlfriend. She's like, Giovinco's come back. I was like, do we want this guy? He's a schmuck.
Well, the thing is, this season's over. It's like, we're not going to make anything. Just have him and we can all clap him and maybe he'll score a goal. Oh, just like a little return.
Get the ticket sales.
For like five games.
Come on. We need something
to watch, though.
We need that Italian trifecta.
I don't think you can have more than one 5-5 guy on a team, though. Like,
too small.
It's too little. Too small.
Too small.
It's true. Just pick one, yeah.
Yeah. And,
Insigne played it. He scored a wicked banger, I think. I was there for that. That was like a month ago.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, he scored recently. Yeah.
No, the Bernadeschi. He scored a banger when watching the National.
I told them.
You told that story. Okay.
I watched it from the screen at the amphitheater.
Herdman in? Did we talk about this?
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that. He's in. Okay. And then York, back-to-back wins, and then they lose at home against Valor on Friday.
That house is not a home.
They capitulated, man. There were red cards flying. It was a testy game.
Were you there?
No, I was not. I was landing that day.
Oh, you just came back.
Yeah. I was like touching ground as they kicked off.
Damn. You can't lose to Valor. They're below you in the standings.
No, they're terrible. Their manager is Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Dos Santos. That was a must win. So that's a tough run on the playoffs there. Anyways, we move on. Playing Pacific soon. Come out to that. Other news? You guys got anything?
Yeah.
Tell us. Bring it on.
The Portugal, FPF, they've re-released these 1984 jerseys.
Oh, yeah. This was today.
They look pretty cool. And
I'd like a look of those. Please.
I think that's a buy. It looks kind of like a shirt. It looks very good with the it would look very good for what's the core called? Lad core? Bloke core.
They're
good bloke core kits, I think.
The problem is they're not like real re-releases. They don't have Adidas on them.
No, they're not Adidas.
Well, we're still sponsored by Nike at the current moment.
Yeah, so they couldn't.
You can't put
but
Adidas
on. But we got the three
that.
Stripes.
They did put three stripes on it.
Yes.
How could they put three stripes?
I think I'd buy the white one. Well, the green one. Red one's nice,
I think
too.
They look great. And if you can get them with the little number in the back, too. I mean,
they come with the number. Six is Fernando Gomes. Four is Shalana.
Amazing.
Shalana. Mustachio, Mr. Shalana.
That's a cop for me.
That's a cop. You guys cop that? I can't remember if you guys got one or not. But the Benfica like 120 year jerseys,
like the new jerseys that just came out,
the black ones.
Oh, the black with the stripe in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's on the way.
We have new news.
Those are nasty.
They're Wednesday. Yeah, they're new news. Wednesday.
Those are nasty.
You'll be seeing those.
My buddy got one.
Oh, really?
He sent me a picture.
Who's
actually,
your buddy?
He FaceTimed me to show me. And I was like, holy shit. Said,
check out these stripes, bro.
Yeah, in the back.
He did
says,
a full
like,
spin?
He did. Yeah, it says 120 on the back.
Are you guys big FaceTime guys? I don't like it.
Nah.
If it's my girlfriend, yeah. If anybody else, no, not really. Just fucking call me or text me.
It could be funny. Yeah. You got something to show me, like a jersey?
Video style? Yeah, I don't know.
He only FaceTimed me to show me the jersey. Let me put this out there. We don't FaceTime. We're not on a FaceTime basis.
You a regular FaceTime guy?
No.
You know what I got to say about FaceTime people? The people that walk around the city on FaceTime, scum of the earth. Scum of the earth.
Yes.
Someone's walking down the street.
I see people FaceTiming, walking around the city, headphones in. I'm like, you're going to get hit by a fucking car.
And I hope they do.
I agree with that.
Whoa, shit. I don't hope that.
They're idiots.
Put that on record. I don't hope that.
Man, when you're out there in traffic, like you're crossing the street, you got to keep your eyes peeled, man. You can't be just like walking out there blind.
It's a jungle out there.
So every morning on those like big intersections, you always hear like a little lady pancake by a double-decker bus or whatever, by a dump truck or whatever. You think she's FaceTiming her people while she's crossing
she's
the...
She's a little slow.
I think if that's the way she went, they should put in the newspaper.
That should say she was FaceTiming.
This lady was FaceTiming. She got hit by a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
And people will be like, maybe she shouldn't have done that.
FaceTiming her grandchildren, probably.
Tell the full story.
Yeah.
But worse than people walking around the city, when you're on the TTC, on the bus or the streetcar and someone's on FaceTime, why the fuck are you on FaceTime in the bus? That's also just as annoying.
That doesn't bother me. Who cares?
You shouldn't even be on a call in a bus. You got to be respectful.
Disgusting.
Everyone be silent.
Everyone be quiet.
Awkward silence on the bus.
Have your headphones and shut
everybody,
the fuck up.
Everybody should have headphones.
My buddy Jeff, who's
I hate overhearing conversations on the bus.
If you don't have headphones, have earplugs.
Yes.
My buddy Jeffrey, who... comes from a bit of money. I don't think he's taken a bus in, I want to say, over like 10 years.
Hoity-toity.
Probably more.
Ooh, I'm Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Probably more. We're taking this bus to Niagara Falls because we're having like a little party today. No one wants to drive, so we bust it. As soon as the bus leaves port, he gets on his phone, starts calling people. And I'm like,
he's yelling.
What is, why would he do that?
Is he
just
a business?
No bus etiquette at all.
Was he doing 150 business deals?
No, he was just talking to people.
Bored. Just to pass the time.
Hey,
jackass.
What do you guys want? First, you're saying don't make calls on the bus. This guy makes calls after the bus. You still mad at him?
No, we were on the bus.
Okay. I just got on the bus and you started
making calls.
Just such bad bus etiquette. I couldn't
believe
it.
Terrible bus etiquette. Yeah. Same. Anyways. All right, we'll move on. Any other news? Sorry?
I don't think so.
Gucci. All right. Yep. Stonk of the week.
I'll give it to João Félix.
João Félix? Wow, I think Ricardo Horta was a bigger stonk.
I say Horta.
Yeah, Horta's had some power.
Horta hit top net.
Sorry. I forgot.
Was Horta in the box, though? I think he was in the box.
Oh, well, is that an in-the-box blast, which we've discovered?
Last year
was not a stonk.
It might be an IBB.
João Félix was outside the box.
We didn't watch highlights right before, so...
I watched the game.
We have to go off of memory?
Memory?
Are you happy?
Do we have time to go off memory?
João Félix, Diogo Jota, he laid that one up to Ricardo Horta pretty nicely.
And I think I think Jota was in the box, if I remember.
Jota was in, but maybe the pass was on the line. You know what? I like the shot better of Ricardo Horta. I said, wow, what a shot.
When I saw the Horta one, it left a better impression in my head.
So we'll give it to Ricardo
More
Horta.
Fury.
And do we... Are we a little disappointed that they didn't get up to 10?
I wanted 10. I was like, push for 10. They were kind of pushing for 10.
The crowd wanted 10, too. The crowd was telling...
The fact that they passed 5 just made me happy. I'm not gonna be greedy. Yeah, everybody wants 10, right? But
yeah, fair enough.
After 4, everything's gravy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But sometimes you'll get like a 7-1, and you'd be like, I'd rather have 6-0 than 7-1.
You're
right. You know what I mean?
You're right about that.
The egg looks good.
Yeah.
All right. Joan Wonder.
If we're counting both games,
it's got to be Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
Yep. I was just going to say.
I agree.
I was going to say both games together, Bruno, for sure.
Because no one else scored more than 2 goals, but he also got 3 assists.
Those were great assists, too.
Yeah. I think even without the assists, that goal scoring performance in the Slovakia game, he was the best player.
Yeah.
I think he played both games full, if I'm not mistaken, too, or close to. And then, he was just such a major presence.
Yep. No, Bruno.
It's a no-doubter, yeah.
I wonder, I hope he can translate that to Manchester United, because they look in trouble, man.
Ah, fuck Manchester United. I don't give a shit about them either. I just hope Bruno plays well for Portugal.
Yeah. If he clicks anywhere, I want it to be in Portugal.
They can get fucking relegated. Yeah. All right, thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on X, at the Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us on Palma Radio 1. Email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating and a review. If you got time, check out the oldies. Final thoughts, but let's do a quick Patreon episode and we'll get our final thoughts out there. So, adios.
You hear that, folks? We're taking away the final thoughts from the free content. We're putting the final thoughts behind a paywall. An inspirational message? You got paid $1 for that.
No way. Yeah.
You want to be inspired? Fuck you. Kill yourself.
You want to hear our thoughts when the liquor's really flowing? You join Patreon.
Boy.
We're doing a bunch of crazy accents on there, too. Some of them are cancelable. Some of them are not cancelable.
Justin's doing the whole thing in an Aussie accent.
I do an Australian accent for most of the thing.
All right, let's get to it.
You want to hear it? You come over.
The podcast's a bit sharky.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.